Hey there, sweetness. I'm going to cheer you up by talking about divorce. This is Chris Johnson, and I've gone through a divorce, and it sucks balls. Now, here's the weird thing. At this stage, I'm pretty stoked that I'm not with my wife anymore. You know, fuck her. But the divorce still blows, and the divorce blew at the time, and I think divorce is going to blow if you're going through it, whether you like your wife or whether, you know, she took your house and dog and, you know, left for a guy with a man bun. You know what I mean? A lot of people are really weird with you after you get a divorce. They don't know what to say to you. And I get that. I completely get that. Because if somebody came to me and said, I just got divorced, I mean, what do you say? I mean, you say sorry because you feel bad because it's a shitty thing to go through, you know? So saying sorry. And then a lot of people say, like, well, I'm here if you need anything. And I always thought, like, yeah, thanks. And it's not that I didn't think that they meant it. I thought that they meant it. But, I mean, how much do you really want to open up to fucking everybody about what the fuck is going on? Because it's really shitty. I'm a pretty private person. Which, I guess I've thrown that out the fucking window by doing these podcasts. But either way, like, I don't walk around, like, trumpeting what the fuck is going on. In life, I only do it in internet form in 5-minute increments. I did take some people up on that offer. And here's another thing that you find. The people that say, like, oh, man, we're friends. You know, I'll be right here with you. Sometimes they're not right here with you. They're right there with you until they get sick of your shit. That happened with a couple people, surprisingly. Like, oh, if you need anything, I'm right here. Great. Holy shit. So you kind of set up, like, at least in my fucking world, like, I set up, like, okay, well, I'll bitch to this person on Monday and Tuesday, and I'll bitch to this person on fucking Wednesday and Thursday. You don't want to overload the people that you're talking to with your fucking sob stories. So you try to break it up, but that's still too fucking much for some people. And this one asshole, she's like, yeah, you know, we're friends, you know, you can come to me if you fucking need anything. So I did for a little while. And then, like, their responses, like, her responses got, like, more few and far between. And it's like, wait a minute, what the fuck? Like, you offer this to me, goddammit. I fucking take you up on the fucking offer? And then you fucking vanish? What a fucking jerk. So I don't talk to her anymore. I don't talk to a couple of people anymore. I ended up getting divorced, and people that came to me for, like, assistance, or I should say some people that offered assistance to me, ended up fucking not talking to me anymore because of it. Like, they didn't even know my fucking ex-wife. It's not like they had to fucking choose one or the other. They just fucking bail. Like, man, what the fuck? So you get people that try to help you that way. And you get other people they try to make you feel better by, I guess, trying to get you into a relationship right away. But they really don't want you in a relationship right away. They just want you banging, you know, randoms. So this one dude I knew, he's like, so how things going, man? And this is a good dude, too. I like him a lot. So he's like, so what's going on, buddy? How things going? Have you been seeing anybody since this happened? I'm thinking to myself, I haven't been seeing anybody. I was with my ex-wife for 14 and a half fucking years. Like, I don't have, like, a list of women that I wanted to get with just in case she fucking left. I really didn't think about it. So, and I've kind of been a mess lately. So, no, I haven't been with anybody. And he's like, well, we got to get you fucking laid. And I'm thinking to myself, like, what is that? What is that, like, that douchey fucking frat boy mentality? I know he's trying to help, and I didn't fucking say anything to him at the time, but I'm thinking, that doesn't make any fucking sense at all. So, like, here's what you're actually saying when you say that. Hey, man, what's going on? You having a tough time? Well, you are. I know just the thing that's going to help you out. Why don't you fuck a stranger? Huh? Well, how about it? You can fuck a stranger. It's going to make you feel better, right? How does banging some random broad or dude, you know, you can bang some dudes, whatever you're into. And as far as banging dudes go, men know what men like, right? Am I right? Come on now. But anyway, for me, I wasn't banging any dudes. Actually, I wasn't banging fucking anybody, but they were trying to get me to get with some ladies. And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't fucking do it. I don't know these fucking people. I don't want to fucking talk to these people. The only thing that we're going to have, like, and fucking, and furthermore, you don't think I can find a stranger to fuck? Anybody can fuck anybody at any time. That's why I always get like miffed. All these people, like, brag about how much fucking, how much fucking action they're getting in the sack. And I think to myself, should I be impressed with you because you're banging threes, you know, in a fucking alleyway? You can fuck anybody. I mean, I could fucking walk out of my apartment and I could be fucking somebody within 45 minutes. Easy. You just got to know where to look and you got to have no standards. I could fuck anybody at any time. How the fuck is that going to make me feel better? Wouldn't I regret showing my dick to a stranger? I don't need any more fucking regrets. I already got plenty of fucking regrets. I got a regret list a mile fucking long. I'm not going to add to it by banging every stranger I see. But in all honesty, I do appreciate you trying to help and trying to make me feel better. If you have any suggestions to make me feel better, although I'm not upset anymore, you can tweet them to me at JohnsonHateYou, or you can follow at Podbean, the host site, iTunes, Google Play. New episodes Sundays and Wednesdays.